This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. J.P. Morgan Chase's profits and losses are set for release in about 7 minutes. Wells Fargo will announce its quarterly earnings in about an hour. How will the big shift play out at these huge financial institutions? The big shift to lower oil prices. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The volatile energy sector is causing some headwinds for banks right now. For the big banks, there's no storm yet, but there are clouds on the horizon. Here's the problem for the J.P. Morgans of this world. They made loans to oil producers and their suppliers. If oil prices stay low,
the effect will come in two waves.
Charles Peabody is a banking analyst and partner at Portales Partners.
The first wave will be a slowdown in loan growth.
Then if oil prices don't rise over the next year, Peabody says, there'll be a wave of loan defaults. But here's the thing. The low oil prices will help the consumer banking business. Brian Klock is a bank analyst and managing director at Keefe, Bruyette & Woods. He says consumers will have extra cash on hand while gas prices are low.
They may be able to spend more or just to have the money to pay back their loan.
And Klock says we may very well see a bulge in big bank earnings from consumer spending before the losses from the oil patch come in. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.